Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Yeah, well, I was nervous. I'm not going to lie. When he fumbled that ball, my soul left my body for a moment. And
I think everybody's did.
My kids. Just like. Like, I think I displayed some negative sports fan behavior to my kids. I'm not going to lie. Like, the next couple nights later, the Kraken were playing, and they started losing. And I noticed that my son just kept yelling, "Are you kidding me? You've got to be kidding me."
Definitely got that from Trish, not you.
Yeah. No, I recognized it immediately. I saw myself in that.
I mean, yeah, I'm not going to lie. I screamed some profanities too.
Oh, because I was just like, why would you shovel pass it? So oh, bro. Things can go wrong. Why in the world would you call it a play?
It was like that scene from Naked Gun where they were like arguing over the bomb and the gun. And he's like, "You give me the bomb, I'll take the gun." And then everybody, when he does give him the bomb, he just hits his forehead. Everybody that I was around was just like,
shh. Yep. Yep. What are we doing? When they were coming on to run that third down play, I was just thinking, just snap it and let Russell just lean into the offensive line. And if he happens to squirt through and score, great. But if not, fine. Or just send Geno in to do that. I don't care. Anything but a tricky play where you have to put the ball in harm's way.
Yeah.
What would have happened if they lose that game? If Jimmy G finds a way to throw it into the end zone on fourth down there, I mean, is it the red wedding the next day at the front offices? I mean, honestly, that would have been such a bad loss.
It would have been, I mean, I'm hoping we would have pulled it out in overtime. But yeah,
sure.
If not, man, that would have been a tough one to – I mean, I think we're mathematically out of it if we lost that. So that was already the first gut punch. But then the icing on the cake was that, like, oh, like, we could have just ran it and
kicked
the field goal.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And, you know, and I know just, you know, like, if I was in that booth, I'd be sitting there like, what the hell just happened?
Yeah. Let's just call like 34 blasts next time.
I mean, QB sneak. I don't care. So, anything I mean, where the ball.
Just
start the show. Fuck.
All right, let's hit the theme song. Moving on. New game.
Let's get this crowd going. Now, come on, get him up, get him up, get him up.
Hawks on three. 1, 2, 3.
Oh. Lofa Tatupu is up in the mix.
Go Hawks.
I'm just about that action, boss.
Takes the snap. He's going to throw down the middle. What a catch.
It's intercepted by Lofa Tatupu.
Holy catfish.
Hey, that's great football now.
It's going to work now. Let's keep playing.
Who's got my back?
I got your back.
That's not fun.
The player.
Triple plant. Thunder. All one. Ready. Three.
Russell looking.
Go Hawks.
Russell scrambling.
Go Hawks.
Pump faking.
Go Hawks.
Still looking. Now he spins out.
We got a fly, baby.
35 40. Down the far sideline. He's still moving. He's going to go.
Yes.
Wow. 20. 10. They do it again.
Touchdown.
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 Seahawks.
Believe in Seahawks on the Believe Football Network, brought to you by Simply Seattle. Thanks for joining us. Our friends at Simply Seattle, they got a website, guys, and they have all of the best Seattle sports and team merchandise in town. I mean, really, really cool vintage stuff, like those vintage starter jackets, Lofa. Like, they have the Sonics ones, you know, those snap button front, like old school warm up looking green and gold Sonics jackets.
I know.
Oh, they got those over there at simplyseattle.com. They also got the $25 hoodie charity giveaway going on, where a $25 hoodie buys 25 meals on behalf of Food Lifeline. Everything is going on at simplyseattle.com, guys. And you use our promo code, Lofa?
Believe10, BLEAV10.
That's right. Gets you 10% off of your purchase over there at simplyseattle.com. Also, it lets them know that we sent you there. And so we love it when you do that. And, you know, then they love us and we love you. And the whole world goes around and around and around, Lofa. Much like the NFL football season, which, again, there's a game to play this weekend, guys. We are heading to Houston to take on the Texans at 10 a.m. It's a 10 a.m. start this Sunday. Early thoughts, Lofa? I mean, we got to win this one. You got to win them all. So
I mean, I hope if there's fine. Yeah, no, I'm still excited. I know we started this this episode off very shaky with all of our doubts and bad energy. Sorry about that.
Oh no.
We're back now. And yeah, I'm excited, right? This is a team you should beat. It's almost like we're approaching the Jaguars again. And it's like, you know, ever since I played for Pete in college and the NFL, he's like, you show a team that's struggling respect by beating the hell out of them. And we did that to the Jags. And so I know the message right now is these guys just got blown out by the Colts, 31-0.
Yeah.
Do not feel great about the win against the Niners. Like, okay, it's awesome. But that, like, literally – we're already on to, you know, the Texans. And so right. I know everybody's going to be ready to go. And, you know, you can't look ahead of a team that's struggling because, you know, they're professionals too. And they're not happy with how things are going. And now this is the time of the season. Like you look at what Detroit just did. They beat the Vikings. I mean, thank you, because the Vikings are one of the guys in front of us right now.
Right. Yeah.
But teams can play spoiler. And so we cannot let these guys spoil our season.
Absolutely. This is like a business trip, right? Like, go take care of business. Just go handle it, then get back on the plane and come back. No messing around. No, just good fundamental football. Take care of the things you need to take care of. Clean up the things that you need to work on. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Take the time to work on some stuff in a real game here. But just go handle your stuff and keep doing what you want to do going forward. Because, you know, our fight isn't with these guys. So just go handle it. You know what I mean? Yeah. And don't get caught looking ahead. That was my next headline. I mean, take us inside the locker room. Take us inside, you know, the headspace of being a player, because it's easy for us fans to look ahead. It has to be easy. It's only natural to look ahead. And you got the Rams coming up after this game. How do they not start doing that? I mean, does it start with leadership?
Yeah. I mean, first of all, it starts at the top with the coaches. And you know, this should be one of the most intense practice weeks, you know, and in terms of focus at the very least. And mm-hmm. so, you know, even what I loved about in the late seasons, like when I coached for Pete in 15 and 16, late in the season, he would take the pads off. Like, you're allowed to still do like pads up until like certain week, you know, one pad of practice. But physicality is really not the problem with us right now. Execution has been the majority of our problems during the season. So I think this is like one of those weeks where it's like, hey, we can go walk through tempo. And because, you know, we got great athletes, they just have to really be able to visualize and see the concepts. And once they do that, you know, we played some of our best ball in the second half of the season over, I would say, over Pete's entire career. I think he has a ridiculous December record. Like, there might only be a couple losses in the decade in the month of December.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and now that we're starting to, and here's some buzzwords, you know, some real sports radio stuff. Now that we're establishing that identity and like finding out who they are, or, you know, peaking at the right time, Lofa, all of those sorts of things. Mm-hmm. I mean, all that stuff has to just sort of gel together. And this is the weekend to really start doing that as you make this playoff push.
And
schedule lines up pretty well for this, by the way, too. Just based on who we're playing, if you look at their records and currently and things like that, I mean, this is lining up well for us to make this run that we need to make.
The stars are aligning, my man. And yeah, dude. So just got to take care of business and beat a team that has been beaten quite a bit, mm-hmm. to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, take care of your business so that we're, you know, you don't want to, you know, you don't want to drop one of these games and be really looking back at the beginning of the season and all these games that we've lost by like 2 points, you know, 3 points here, one point
score
here,
yeah,
fumble this way or that way, and like, because, you know, there were some winnable games out there. This mm-hmm. this is a super winnable game. You got to go win it.
Yeah, right? But the only thing that makes them dangerous, not just that they only have two wins, the fact that they just got blown out, mm-hmm. like blatantly disrespected, 31-0, didn't even score a point. It's like you know, they're coming back to work pissed off today and tomorrow.
Specifically speaking, what do the Seahawks need to do? And it's always run the ball, right? I'm assuming you're going to say that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you know, on the road, there's a saying, it's, you know, you pack your defense and special teams. And so we need both of those to show up strong because, you know, offense with the crowd noise and everything, they got some other things to deal with trying to get in and out of the huddle and even changing to different audibles, but defensive special teams has to show up in a big way. And so I'm talking, if we could get the turnovers, like they come in bunches, like they say, and I think we had 3 or 4 last week. And it was just huge.
Well, yeah. And also capitalizing on those turnovers, you know, this last week we were able to get turnovers, but a couple times got nothing out of it because we'd either turn it over or we missed a field goal, you know, with Myers. So this time, if you're able to create those things and on special teams too, right? Like Ballore created the one on the kickoff, but then you got to be able to do something with it on the other side. That's where the Seahawks used to be at their most lethal back in the glory days was we'd turn you over, but then we'd immediately score a touchdown.
You're in trouble.
Or at the very least get a field goal with Hauschka or, you know, who are like automatic. So
if we won the turnover battle by 1 or 2, it was like most likely a 2-score, you know, double digit, your game. And if we could do that, even just last week though, the offense not only be able to score but hold the ball. I think they had 65 plays. I've been harping on time of possession, and that has led, you saw how fast our defense looks when they only play 55-60 plays,
right?
From start to finish they were running around teeing off, and I was stoked, man. I was like, this is the defense that we're used to seeing. This is the hard nose, stop the run. And it was, man, it felt like a playoff game, like I said.
Well, when anytime Russell drops back and throws the ball where it looks like the right timing to your eye as a fan, like whenever, even if there's a play action, whatever it is, if it just seems on time, we all know what that looks like. And he's completing those passes, keeping the offense on the field. We always are going to play better. The offense, it starts with the offense, I think, right? Yeah. Obviously, hoping that, and even if it's not with the run game, it's just about, if you're going to pass it on time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And give a chance to keep moving down the field at least.
Yeah.
Instead of the sort of Russell drops back, tries to find someone to fit it into. You know?
I mean, when he's out on the pocket, out of the pocket, like when we roll him out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Russ, you want to run around? You want to make people look stupid? Juke him?
Yep.
Do your thing, kid. But – like when you're in the pocket, you're doing that. Like I like have a heart attack almost every time. Cause first I don't want to see the guy get hurt.
Right.
Right. There's all these monsters right there.
And like, one where he got landed on last week.
Yeah, bro.
Wow. The body mass kind of, and they called a penalty on it, but still.
Yep. Oh, he got crushed.
Yeah.
That he got hit high and landed on. And I mean that, man, that shit hurts. So yeah, you get him outside and he wants to buy time. Cause you know, the sideline's right there. Or you either run out or throw it away. But when I feel like when he's in the pocket, the decision-making kind of takes on. He's like, okay, can't really get the eyes downfield. And he's kind of trapped because he doesn't know where the pressure is going to come from now.
That was an abrupt end to the sentence. I wasn't ready. You caught me. You caught me looking down at my notes, Lofa.
You know, get you out of the pocket too then.
You'll never catch me sleeping on Bet Online, everybody. Bet Online. They're back and better than ever. Let me check the email inbox, our Simply Seattle email inbox here from Jimmy Betts, you guys. The Seahawks this weekend, this is the opening line. It might have changed since then, but Seattle -7.5 at Houston with an over-under of 44 points. If you guys want to get in on that action, go to betonline.ag. Use our promo code.
Believe50, BLEAV50.
You get a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit at betonline.ag. Also, the Seahawks right now, Lofa, 150-1 to win the NFC at betonline.ag. So if you think they're getting in the playoffs, if you think they're making a run in the playoffs, you can get them for 150-1.
Wait,
right
to,
now.
To make the playoffs, not win the NFC.
No, to win the NFC. Yeah.
That doesn't even make sense.
What do you mean? To be the NFC champion. That's what it is right now.
We have to be mathematically eliminated already.
From
the number one seed.
Listen, you listen to me, sir. I'm gonna
fact check that.
Odds to win NFC championship. So to win the NFC championship game, you know what I mean?
Oh, I thought you said to win the NFC, be number one seed.
Oh no, I'm sorry. Yeah. My bad. Who put a question mark in the prompter or a comma or the wrong emphasis? My bad.
Emphasis.
No, I mean, if they get to the game and they end up hoisting the trophy at the end, right now they're 150-1 to do that. You guys can get in on that at betonline.ag, where the game starts. Lofa, other than the fact that the Texans got crushed last weekend, what does scare you about them, if anything?
A road trip, you know? Houston, not fond of it. No, I don't know. I haven't even seen them play, man.
Lofa's not scared. No, just say it. I'm not scared. Just say it.
I ain't scared, bro. All right. We got this shit.
See? There. Handled it. Done. We took care of the business. Lofa doesn't care. He's not scared of the Texans.
No, it's just that they got blown out. Remember? Like, that's that. I'm telling you, man. Like, because then they're getting dog cussed all week by their coaches. You ain't shit. You know, you're going to get replaced next year anyways. I'm like, oh, okay. Cool, man. So, you know, guys generally respond to that. Like, oh, damn, man. Like, they want to fire all of us.
I get it, dude. You're not scared. Meh. It's a meh from you. The Texans are a meh. I understand. Write him down as a meh. It's fine. You know who you might be scared of? Your Twitter followers. And I have questions for you from them right after I tell you about Lightbox, everybody. Say goodbye to dull gifts forever. Using cutting-edge technology and innovative techniques, they've cracked the science of sparkle, creating the highest quality lab-grown diamonds, and you can find them at a list price of $800 per carat. It's the same chemical makeup as, you know, the diamonds that come from the ground, except these are grown in a lab, and they sparkle brighter than ever. Visit lightboxjewelry.com. Add some sparkle to your holiday shopping. That's Lightbox jewelry.com. No promo code. Lofa, I was perusing your Twitter and people have questions for you, and I'm gonna ask you some of your Twitter followers questions. Okay. All right, so from from at Lizzie Lance 52, at Lizzie underscore Lance 52, is Die Hard a Christmas movie, question mark?
Well, I'm gonna throw that back to the actor. You know, because I asked this question, what was it, a year ago? And there was a lot of, oh man, it was getting heated. So,
oh yeah, no, people have very strong feelings about this, and I feel like I might create some enemies here.
Yeah, go ahead. You and Katie. I want Katie's opinion too.
Hear me now. Hear me forever. Die Hard is a movie that takes place at Christmas, has a lot of Christmas motifs. I believe he even flies into town on Christmas Eve. But is it a Christmas movie in the way that Christmas Vacation is a Christmas movie? No, of course not. Yeah. But is it an action movie that's fun as hell and that you should watch every Christmas? Yes, of course. Yeah. That's my answer for you.
Lizzie Lance, take that, man. That's the truth.
All right.
We're not friends, I'm sorry.
But. And producer Katie, your thoughts? Yes, no?
Fighting about this in the first place.
Oh.
Well, it's not a fight.
She says, why make war at Christmas time?
Yeah. Good question. Early. He came, he brought what, December? First week of December, he brought that.
Yeah,
out.
You don't want to start fighting yet.
Okay, Lance.
No, come on. Yippee-ki-yay, you know? I love that movie so much. Let's see here. More questions. I'm scrolling through in real time, by the way. So there's a lot of people who want to get you verified on Twitter. There's a big movement right now to get you verified. So be aware of that.
Sweet, man.
Why is our guy not verified? Let's get him that blue check mark, everybody.
I'm not verified there. I'm not verified on Insta.
Here's a football question. At PKN92 asks, is Jordan Brooks better than Patrick Queen? And can Pete/John get their drafting mojo back? I assume the reason they're asking about Jordan Brooks and Patrick Queen is because we had a chance to draft Patrick Queen and didn't. Lofa, I mean, as a former linebacker, captain of the team, what do you say?
It's still too early to tell. I mean, you don't really know what you have until like year three or four with any player. But this debate will go on for as long as these guys play, because just for the simple fact they were taking one pick apart from each other and they're both linebackers. Now, before, I do like Brooks. I think he's got a bright future. Same with Patty Queen. When the draft was happening, I was curious as to, you know, why the pick was made, because I always saw Brooks as a true middle, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, Queen was more of a will, and that's what we generally needed in the event that we would move on from KJ a year or two from, which did happen.
Right.
But right now we got Brooks kind of playing out of position, and it's tough. But you know, and then Patty Queen, I mean, he's racking up the numbers. Brooks, tackle wise, he's up there. But it's LSU. This is the only thing that really like puzzled me when this went down. LSU had had a run on middle linebackers and outside linebackers for like 6-7 years. It was almost similar to like when I was at SC and we had a, you know, Cushing, Matthews, Malaluga, Rivers, you know, Maiava. It was just kept coming, right? And they had Quan Alexander, Deion Jones, the kid that each won the Super Bowl, Devin White. I mean, they've had like 5 or 6 Pro Bowl middle linebackers. And so my thing was that whoever's finding linebackers over there is doing a hell of a job, you know, grooming them for, and then there's always the SEC, man. Like,
yeah,
I hate to say it, you know, I never lost to them. So take that, all you SEC fans, but that's the best conference, man.
Right now, for sure.
For the last 20 years.
No, for a long time. Yeah.
And like almost there are just first rounders in every school. And so like you know that they played the competition that's going to be, you know, starting in the NFL.
Next up, I have an unfair question for you. Last up, this comes from Phillips Chris 12. Who is your all-time favorite teammate?
All-time favorite.
You could say me if you want. It's a bit outside the box, but
I should go with you or Katie, or intern Brian Courtney. But I always go back to my guy Leroy, because you know we came in together and second and third round picks, and I remember everybody was bashing the picks. They were like, "Yeah, they took two little linebackers from SC and Clemson." And I was like, "Whatever, man." But you know, we went through it together, and then we ended up starting that on that Super Bowl run in 05. And so, you know, to go through it with another rookie was cool, because, you know, it's like you always had someone there to talk to about the game, you know.
Other guys,
they might have had nobody at their position, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, look, before Bobby Wagner and KJ Wright, there was Lofa and Leroy. And I mean, Leroy played for a long time with the team. I think he was the last remaining guy from your Super Bowl.
Him and True team at the end there.
And not that anyone does forget, but I mean, yeah, you and Leroy.
Yeah. I mean, I loved all my teammates, had a blast with all of them. But me and Leroy went through it, like through the grind together, man.
Gotcha. Let's look at the NFC West a little bit, buddy. The Seahawks still in last place, but 2 divisional games coming up. I mean, everything in front of them. We talked about it on our last episode here. All they have to do is win.
Yeah.
And, you know, and they're still in. But, I the Cardinals are running away with this division, right? But the Rams, like you always say, they can be shaky. And the Niners, obviously, we just beat them. So not that the division is still in play or anything here, but I think getting into the playoffs still is. And we got to keep believing, don't we?
Got to believe.
Mm-hmm.
B-L-E-A-V.
Well, speaking of that, let's get to our score predictions then. Brought to you by Zone In CBD, the best CBD in the game, everybody. Go to zoneincbd.com. Sign up for your subscription, whether it's the capsules, the tinctures, the lotions, the powders, the energies, the mix it into your waters and drink it up. It's better than coffee, I'm telling you right now. It's more, I don't want to say potent or something. I'm not really sure the right verbiage here, but it's like it works better than coffee, and you don't get as much of the crash. I love it. You don't get all the acid.
No jitters, no crash. Yeah.
Well, a coffee's got all the acid too. It messes with your stomach, messes with my digestion at least. Maybe a little too TMI, but hey.
Yeah. Being real, talk about another time.
Switch to Zone In, everybody. Use the promo code
Believe, B-L-E-A-V,
for 20% off at zoneincbd.com, or pick it up in person at Bartell drugstores everywhere. Lofa, score predictions for the game. And don't forget, everybody, you guys, leave us your score predictions. You could win prizes from our buddies at Simply Seattle. But Lofa, you want to go first for this one?
Sure, man. You know, I like the way we're playing. And if we keep getting turnovers, they come in bunches is what they say. So if we just keep getting those turnovers, it's going to bode well for the whole team, especially giving the offense more opportunities. I'm going to go 31. Oh, yeah. We're putting up 30 points again. 31 to 17.
Okay. I like it. I love it. I want some more of it. But I get very nervous making these predictions. I really feel so jinxy. I feel like I have some sort of power over all of this. I don't know. Like you other fans, you hear me out there. I get very nervous. I want to predict a Seahawks like 44. They do the over under on their own. And then Houston squeaks in like a last minute touchdown and then they miss the extra point. Like I want to predict that. Okay. But I don't know. Like, then I want to predict a Houston blowout just so that it goes the other way. I don't know what to do here. I think what I'm going to do is just predict a Seahawk win with a weird score like I always do and hope that I'm completely wrong and that we actually blow them out. Seahawks, yeah. Here's my official prediction. All of that being said, Seahawks 12. See what I did there? Houston 4. It's my official prediction. It could happen.
Just gross. Hey, it means a lot. I mean, hey. The offense didn't score, right? Or the defense, or we're giving up, what, two safeties? Is that what you're saying?
And we covered the spread. Okay. So don't get mad at me, everybody. Hit the theme song. We got to get out of here.
Oh, my God. Four? Russell's giving up two safeties? What's wrong with you?
Here's what Uncle Brett's saying, everybody. Hammer the under, but bet on the Seahawks because they'll cover the spread. But hammer the under.
And hammer two safeties if you can do that. Because, I mean, that's got to be like a 1,000,000-to-1 odds.
Maybe on one of them, Russell rolls out and it's intentional grounding from the end zone. You know, maybe it's like just one of those things. Oops.
You did it again?
You guys, don't forget to save the date for our event coming up on December the 19th. Proceeds will benefit Food Lifeline. Just like they will if you buy a $25 hoodie at simplyseattle.com. Use promo code BELIEVE10 for 10% off. $25 hoodie means 25 meals for those who need it the most. Thanks for your support and emails and everybody following on social media and all of that. Lofa, break us down. Get us out of this episode.
All right, going on the road. You pack your defensive special teams. We're going to need some turnovers, boys. Some takeaways. So takeaways on three. We got to keep that rolling. Takeaways on three. One, two, three.
Takeaways.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.